USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test.
President Biden tested negative last night for COVID-19 and tested negative again today. He's not experiencing any symptoms.
Tropical Storm Lee expected to rapidly intensify into what's being called an extremely dangerous hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean by this weekend. That's according to the National Hurricane Center. While it's too soon, they say, to determine the location and magnitude of the impacts, that tropical storm packing maximum winds right now of 65 miles an hour. It's about 1,300 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands, according to the Hurricane Center. Those islands include the Virgin Islands, St. Martin, and Antigua. Former Proud Boys Chairman Enrique Tarrio sentenced yesterday to 22 years in prison for what's called seditious conspiracy and leading a failed plot to prevent the transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden.
On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly sentenced Enrico Tarrio to 22 years. Tarrio was not there on the day of the January 6th riots, but prosecutors successfully painted him as, in their words, a general rather than a soldier that day. Tarrio was one of four Proud Boy leaders to be convicted on the Civil War era charges. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Drug intoxication suspected in the death of 32-year-old festival goer at Burning Man, where some 70,000 attendees were trapped in the remote Black Rock Desert in Nevada over the weekend due to heavy rains and thick mud. Leon Reese, 32, of Truckee, California, died Friday after he was found unresponsive. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Nachos! Yeah, get nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no French. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Former NFL wide receiver Mike Williams reportedly died yesterday at the age of 36. Spectrum News in Buffalo reporting that Williams was working at a construction site when he suffered injuries in an accident. Williams, a Buffalo native, attended Syracuse University and as a true freshman in 2006, led the team with 461 receiving yards. He was an All-Big East selection the following season, but was suspended for the 2008 season for academic reasons. He played in the NFL for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Buffalo Bills, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Coast Guard officials arrested a Florida man after they intercepted his unusual hamster wheel contraption that they say he was allegedly attempting to run across the ocean to London in. 44-year-old Riza Bellucci facing federal charges after he was rescued 70 miles off Tybee Island, Georgia, by Coast Guard officials. And this is not his first attempt to run on water in his hamster wheel. Officials say he attempted similar voyages in 2014, 2016, and 2021. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner going their separate ways. The singer filing a petition for divorce in Florida yesterday in Miami-Dade County. That petition states the marriage is irretrievably broken as grounds for dissolution. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.